Biologist Katie Sweeney is trying to solve a mystery of two sea lion stocks. In the 1970s, the number of Aleutian Stellars crashed. 15 years ago, those on the eastern side of the chain started recovering, slowly. But Sweeney says those on the western side did not.
We have, you know, field logs from biologists from the 70s, and they talk about on Attu at Cape Wrangell, there being 13,000 sea lions, you know, and we were just out there and there were maybe 150.
So, why are Western Stellars still declining? In its annual search for answers, NOAA sent Sweeney and her team to remote rookeries armed with a $25,000 drone. After capturing 500,000 images, the reason behind the decline is still unclear. But Sweeney says the drone data is some of the best they've ever collected, and it's helping them rule out some causes and come up with new theories for the population decreases. Her team uses the pictures to track individual sea lions over decades and monitor patterns of death and survival. The data doesn't indicate that more Western sea lions are dying from diseases, toxins, starvation, or predation by orca whales. But Sweeney says it does illustrate something else. Birth rates are declining for Western Stellars.
Adult females aren't having pups as often as they can. They're capable of having one pup per year. We're seeing them having one pup every other year, maybe.
She isn't sure why, but she says every bit of information is helpful since the stakes are so high. Western Stellars could go extinct in the next 50 years, and their decline is a warning for other fish and mammals that live in Aleutian waters.
If you start seeing a problem with Stellar sea lions, that's an indication that something's not entirely right with the ecosystem. You know, it's kind of a canary in the coal mine.
Sweeney says she'll be back next summer to look for more clues that might explain low pup production. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.